the Purdue All-American Marching Band, otherwise known as the AAMB. You've probably seen them on game day or hogging the road while practicing during the week. However, many people don't know the Purdue Marching Band is recognized as one of the top bands in the nation. This status has been built up for over 125 years, dating back to when the band was officially formed. Every member of the band shows how proud they are to be part of the AAMB by giving it their all every game day. Their school pride makes it clear why they're an integral part of Purdue University. But I have to ask, how well do you really know the All-American Marching Band? Today, I'm going to take you through the ranks of the band to find out what it really means to be a member of the Purdue All-American Marching Band. One band member commented,
"Well, on paper, it's 2 hours every weekday, so it's like 10 hours a week."
Most college kids feel overworked with just their classwork. However, these band members manage to balance their giant band commitment along with all their classwork. I wondered why. Why would they do it? Why would they make this commitment when it makes their lives so much more hectic? To find out, my colleague, Stephanie, asked a few members of the band.
So, why do you do bands? Why do you make the really long time commitment?
Basically, because it provides something besides engineering. Band actually provides something to do that's not math and science, and it's kind of a release to all of that tension that you get in those classes.
I do band because I really love it, and it just makes it's my passion, really, ever since high school.
Not only do current members commit their time to the band, Paul Spotts Emmerich, the first band director, did as well. We even found a strongly worded letter from the head of the EE department threatening to fire Mr. Emmerich for neglecting his student teaching responsibilities. To learn more about Mr. Emmerich, we sat down with Roy Johnson, who has been with the band since 1956, first as a member, now as the announcer for the Purdue Marching Band.
Well, the band started back in 1886 as a support group for the ROTC program on campus. In 1904, a freshman by the name of Paul Spotts Emmerich, joined the band as a clarinet player. Once he graduated and got his degree in electrical engineering, he continued on both as a professor of electrical engineering and as the director of the band. At that time, it was still supporting ROTC. So
we all knew that Spotts was the first director, but I asked, what legacy did Spotts leave behind for the band today?
Spotts was a real innovator, and I think if I were to characterize him, it would be someone who, you may have heard the phrase, thinking outside the box. He was always willing to think outside the box, things that had not been done before.
Well, many of you may think that bands have been the same since the beginning of time. But since Roy has a vast knowledge of the AAMB, he goes on to describe the many ways that Purdue has changed the marching band world, such as playing the other team's fight song, or how Purdue broke its ranks to form a picture known as the Block P. Unless you have been to a Purdue football game, you wouldn't know what the Block P really looks like. The Block P is what is formed when the 300-plus band members march onto the field and form a 50-yard-tall Purdue P while they play the school fight song.
Can you talk about how he made the Block P and how that changed everything?
The tradition that has been carried through the years is that one day he saw a flock of geese flying overhead in a V formation and thought that if geese could fly in a letter formation in the air, a band of college students ought to be able to do it on a drill field. So he began charting that, and in 1907, the band did the first letter formation on a football field anywhere.
Through both our interview with Roy and our extensive research in the archives, we have learned about the history of the AAMB. But how has this history made the band and its members what they are today?
Down to the field just one more time, celebrating together the 125th
Fast forward to today, 2011, the modern era marching band. Most game day goers and Purdue students see the band on a weekly basis, but all they see is the band's performance at Ross-Ade Stadium. In reality, the band's game day is an extensive 9 to 15 hours, as Marcel, a current member of the band, describes.
Game day is like a whole day commitment thing because you get up at 7 or get up at 6, you go practice, and then we march down to Slater and do our pregame show. They're on the hill, pep rally or whatever. We march from Slater to the north end of the stadium and do a north stadium performance to get people fired up there. Then we perform the pregame show. It's like running a 40-yard dash as fast as you can with an instrument in your mouth. So we're doing that for the first half, then we do our halftime show, which is not as
Since
bad
the band is always trying new things, every game day they perform a unique new halftime show. In the previous week, they even formed a moving train with smoke coming out of the smokestack.
Then we have the post-game concert after that. Then after that, we line up and march out of the stadium to the engineering fountain and do a post-game fountain concert and do the drum major breakdown, which is, again, like running a 40-yard dash because it's...
Can you describe that more in detail, the drum major breakdown?
The drum major breakdown is basically the whole band lines up in concert arcs for the post-game concert at the fountain. And we're, you know, lined up and playing that and playing at the end. All of us are in rows. It's in rank order, we each have ranks and line numbers, so at the end of our post-game concert, everyone starts screaming out their rank number because they want to be the first ones to go first, because they don't want to be stuck in running mark time, which is basically you're running in place, bringing your knees up parallel to the ground. All come back, and you're doing, I don't know what you would call it.
Worship.
Yeah, we're basically like bowing down and worshiping the drum majors as they do their breakdown. So that's why they call it the drum major breakdown. So it just kind of ends the day.
As he said, it ends the 10-hour day, leaving a little time for the members to relax and catch up on homework before it starts all over again the next week. It took the band 125 years to evolve into what it is today. The reason why members in the band have continued to make this commitment and dedicate their lives to the AAMB is summed up in one word: pride. We asked Marcel what pride meant to him, and this is his reaction.
Pride is Purdue Marching Band in one word, man. That's what it is. And it's, you know, we're the best damn band in the land, and pride is just, you know, being proud of doing that, it's excelling and wanting to excel. Being happy that you're the best and working towards it and knowing why you're doing what you do. And, you know, I consider us to be the best Big Ten band in the Big Ten. And it's because we go out there every single day with pride and passion. And, you know, kick ass and take names every single day, especially on game day.
Ending on that note, I'd like to thank everyone who took time out of their day to talk to us, especially Roy and Marcel. I would also like to thank the band for making the wonderful music we use throughout this podcast. Have a great day and boiler up!